That's a good way to open.
I'm sorry. I went to the doctor today.
You sound...
What are the doctors
you sound vigorous.
Hello, comrade.
Oh, you went to the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get right into it.
I've been going to
Hot Ruski Doctor.
HRD for quite some time now.
Hot Ruski Doctor, HRD.
Yep.
Wow, I like that. Tell me more.
Today...
Oh, quiet.
What's that?
Am I reading in there? Because I can't hear myself at the level. I'm fine with it, though. I'm fine. As long as there's a signal in there.
You're good.
I've been twice in the last couple weeks today. We got a lot of stuff taken care of. TCB, lightning bolt.
TCB white treats?
Took care of some stuff. I got 5 goddamn prescriptions. Apparently, I've got...
It's a lightning bolt.
Asthma?
No.
Apparently so.
You did get a little inhaler?
I got 2 inhalers.
Oh,
and
no.
Asthma
Mike.
Medicine.
Mikey, you're becoming the nerd.
And, this cough is still here, so...
Did she give you an atomic wedgie on your way out?
No, but it's... That office is so goddamn weird.
It
so
is an odd place.
And she sort of took offense today.
Why?
At a couple of things I said.
Like
I said, can I ask you something about your primarily Russian patients? What? And I go, was that just clientele that you have?
Let's
because
pause for a moment. This woman has zero sense of humor. Zero sense of humor as far as we can tell. But she's hot.
Yeah.
And she's Russian. And I think she's kind of smart.
She's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor.
My Lauren's a gynecologist person that you go to when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Russian
gynecologist?
No, we went in last week or 2 weeks ago for an appointment, and she goes, "So what brings you in today?" Well, the mandated appointments that you gave us for the next every fucking month.
Just wanted a neck massage for the $200 you're charging our insurance company.
Did you make up something? Did you say she's got AIDS, I think.
There's a little baby arm sticking out of her vagina.
Lauren's like, well,
should we just push it back in?
Told us to be here. She's like, oh yeah.
So you talk to Hot Ruski.
Yeah.
And what's up with all your Russian
and I said,
clientele?
Are they just, did you just build your clientele?
Friends and families?
With the Russian folks. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. And I go, because you're Russian. And she goes, I'm not Russian. I can't do the accent. I'm from Russia. Made it real clear. She's not Russian. She's from Russia. And I don't know if she took that as a slam, like I was saying, you're not American because you're a Ruski.
But is she like Polish and then she like lived in Russia for a while?
So
what's going on?
I definitely think she took it as I was insinuating that she wasn't American.
You were Russian to judgment.
Tyler.
That's right.
Sorry, everyone.
Tyler, please go play applause. Tyler, go play applause.
I can't.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my right, and there's Ty Ty. To my left.
Glad to be back. You know what else she offered me?
And it's the first time we've been in this program, been in this studio, been saying hello to each other in like 2 weeks. I haven't seen you guys
days.
In like 2 weeks, right?
14 days, 2 hours,
like
35 minutes.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. Even though it was a relief to not have the show last week.
Yeah.
I think we're all a little on the busy
except
side.
Except for all the comments I got online.
Let's get back to Ruski real quick and we'll finish up with Rusk.
We were talking about the anxiety and the depression.
Yes.
And she was kind of grilling me about a lot of stuff. She's like, I can't just give you something. You need to tell me.
I thought last time, the first time,
she did.
She, like on the phone, she's like, what do you need me to write you a script?
It's a variety. Every visit's different.
It's different, yeah.
Every visit's different. Okay. You don't know what's going to happen. always, but I do. No, the
maybe
one
she's triplets.
The one consistency is that would be.
She's a bad 80s sitcom doctor.
Oh my God. Can you imagine triplet Hot Ruski doctor?
You know what's even weirder about this?
I want 3 Hot Ruski doctors, and they're all doctors,
a
and
TV
they're triplets,
show. A
and
TV
they all
pitch.
Come in and they hit you from all angles.
Yep, yep. And there's only one that wants to have sex with their patients.
Their appointments
and you don't know
are
going to get that one.
Quick, they're going to be really quick, but like they come in and it's just like human car wash, like all points of entry and everything's just happening.
Yep.
One's like brushing. Remember, she brushed my peen a little bit with the back of her hand.
Yep.
Brushed my wiener.
How could I forget?
Yeah, she brushed my wiener. This lady. So one will be doing that. She'll be brushing.
She gave you the old Soviet salute.
Oh my God! When I realized her hands
that's
had to go
insult.
Down my pants, I'm like, "Is this cheating? Am I cheating on Jillian right
yes.
now?" Felt like I was.
Yes.
She broke the plane.
Hot Russian ladies touch your dong.
She broke the plane.
Okay. Yeah, but the it's more intention than it is actually breaking the plane. Like if it's cheating, that means you are going in there hoping this happens, and she's trying to entice.
Why do you think he goes to the doctor so much?
What if I was
how often do you go?
What if I was like, hey, I can't do that. I kind of slapped her hand away. I'm like, I'm a married man. What are you doing? She's like, I'm your doctor, and I'm trying to administer doctorial.
Here's the problem
doctorial.
Is like we're so set up for hot Russian doctor when we go there
more.
That we even find the other chick sort of attractive
in
a weird
she's
way.
Associated.
Now here's the problem that's happening. As I'm sitting in the waiting room and I'm looking at the new office chick who If you were just comparing her, she's not an ugly human being. But we're not going to look at her and go, she's hot. But I am starting to fantasize about the new office chick just because she's got a Russian accent.
I need to get back in there.
The sort of chubby chick with the big hair. Have you seen her?
Oh, there's no sort of chubby. I mean, everyone in there is either like thin as a rail or they look like they eat a fat
okay,
person.
Okay, well, super hot young receptionist is long gone. She's probably sold off into some kind
of
mail order bride
Wait,
thing.
Wait, have I talked to you since you've seen Hot Rusky without her mask on?
No.
What? So you've seen the full thing now?
Yeah. The mask
made her hotter?
Yeah.
No,
Wait,
that's
you've
not
never
good.
Seen it. You've never seen her with the mask
no,
off?
No, I don't think I had talked to Mike, because the last time I talked to Mike about Hot Rusky, he'd finally got in there to see her, and she came out, but her face was half covered because she said she was sick, so she was wearing a mask. Yeah. I didn't think you had seen her since.
But you've seen her full face.
I've seen her. I've never seen her other than full face, always full face.
I've seen her twice now.
I would ask if I could only pay half of my copay if she came out with a mask. I'd be like, can I only pay you half the 45 because I don't feel like I'm getting the full experience?
You ever hear about bedside
when
manner?
When were you last there?
It's 6 months.
Oh, okay. So there's a poster on the wall for some sort of disease or something, and it's a it looks like a piece together at Kinko's poster.
Uh-huh.
Like heart disease can be caused by blah, 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 and there's a picture in the middle.
Of her?
Of a hot blonde doctor.
What?
And I cannot tell if it's her or not. And I took a picture of it, and I can't find it.
Okay, listen, for those of you who think that we might just, you know, be making like a bit about this and talking about Hot Rusky Doctor, I am not at all. There's no hyperbole. No. She's an attractive woman.
She's, like today I went, okay, she's not as stunning as I remember her being last time, but the more you
see
her.
So you've only
her,
seen her twice. Once with mask,
three
once
times,
without.
Three
okay.
times.
Okay.
But
there's something about her.
There's absolutely
she's
something about
it,
her.
She's got it, Tyler. She's got it.
But even now, I started looking at the chubby girl with the big hair behind the desk as, like, I started fantasizing, like, well, we live in a village in Russia, and
it can't
she's
be the one I'm
and,
thinking of, because I'd rather have sex with a number of men before the one that I'm thinking of.
You might be thinking about the bitchy woman who's very stern, who just stands there staring you down, as she did to me twice, where I walked to the counter, there was no, can I
she
help
heavy?
You?
She
can
heavy?
I do this? No, she's like a 50-year-old woman, blonde.
I don't know. Okay, we need to get off this. I feel like we need to
Are you
move
talking
on.
About the one, I'm talking about the dark hair girl with huge poofy 70s style, like
know.
New Jersey style.
We got to go in there together.
Yeah, we do.
Need, we have to do that. And then act like we don't know each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which one of us
and
is going
to. And you guys just hit it off in the waiting
but
room.
But one of us has to have a fake Russian accent for it to be realistic, because there's no way there could be two people without an accent in that waiting room at one time.
Nope. I'm the only guy. I'm the
only
lone
one.
Guy.
Yeah.
There's always something weird going down in the waiting room every single time. And the other day, there was a mentally challenged guy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Very mentally challenged.
Very.
Came in by himself, probably 60 years old. Walked weird, talked weird, was very sketchy, and was sitting there doing this, like in the chair
well,
the whole
he's
time.
Fidgeting. Michael's
and,
fidgeting right now.
But apparently he's a regular because everybody hugged him.
Listen, we got to get off the Hot Rusky and her in her office and the
Oh, we're
the
getting
details.
Off.
Tyler. I want to say happy Friday, everybody. I haven't been able to say that in a couple weeks.
Hell yeah.
Got some things. I got stuff to talk about. I'm sure you guys do too. Real quick, though, 2 weeks from like tomorrow night, I guess, when this thing drops tomorrow, assuming this thing comes out tomorrow on the, 9/11.
Mm.
Happy 9/11, everybody.
Yep.
You don't say that. It's not what you say. Mm. Yeah.
Solemn 9/11, everybody.
It's weird. Like, every time I was writing 9/11 for, like, other work things and, you know, like, invoices and this and that, it's like, 9/11. It's just hard to even type. It just sucks.
What about 7/11?
That's not nearly as hard. Anyways, Cult of Corano, amongst a number of other films, are going to be premiering September 26th. You guys have heard me talk about it way too much, but I'll shut up about it soon enough because the show's going to come and it's going to be gone. But Busby's East.
And we'll still talk about it.
Tickets are on sale, AndersonCowan.com. All proceeds go to the next one, which is going to be the best one, which is going to be feature length. Fan-fucking-tastic. But Cult of Corano, Everybody Dies is another short that's going to be playing there with Dean Cameron. Five of my shorts that I shot last year, they're all going to be showing up on the screen at Busby's East in the Mile High Club, which is like a private club entrance, private room. It's like a swanky hotel lobby.
And we're
going to
have
a party. Bar,
with
it's
a
bar.
Like a hang. It's going to be like a little get-together.
Don't talk to us, but yes.
Yeah. I'm going to get up and talk in between.
We have a glass room to sit in.
I'm going
to
be wearing a suit. I'm going to get up and talk in between each film. And
you're going to be wearing the director's
we
suit.
We wear suits,
Jillian
too.
Really wants me to show up with the director's like beret and the big, like the old-timey like cheerleader blowhorn, you know.
Blowhorn.
Bullhorn, what do they call
it? It's a bullhorn.
But you know, like it looks like a dunce cap.
Yep. Yep.
And the poofy pants.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not wearing any of that. No. Nope.
Well, then people don't go.
Tyler.
Well, I'm just saying.
The movie where the man dresses up like a pedophile, the award-winning Rules of Reduction, mm-hmm. will be playing, as well as Mormone, which is about a Mormon man who may or may not be sexually molested before it's over. And as well as...
Way to tip it off.
Nearsighted. Nearsighted is going to be shown as well, which is the movie...
Screened
with... which is going to be the car movie, the car short that I shot last year with...
Are you comfortable with this whole thing?
Oh, absolutely not. Of course not.
Good.
I'm terrified.
I was scared that all of a sudden you had some newfound confidence that I don't have. And I was like, oh, shit, we're separated.
No, I know that once, like... well, here's the worst part is I'm showing... I'm screening! The film that I used that I shot on 16mm reverse.
Have you watched it?
Black and white to get me into film school.
Did you watch it again
that
recently?
One. Yeah, I watched it on the computer. It looks fine. Well, I mean, it didn't hold up that well because it's a copy off a VHS tape, I think. But
I'm talking about nostalgia value. Did it bring back weird memories for you?
Oh, for sure. Max is my good friend. To the Max, he stars in it. He's in it. And then I also watched the big film that I made in film school. Which was like the one that they used to promote the program, and it was kind of like it was the headlining film of the year out of Long Beach State. It was the movie that they told me that I was going to get work out of, and then I didn't, and I got depressed and didn't do anything for a long time. But I'm going to be showing those two, and that's going to be painful.
So why are you doing it if it's going to be painful?
I don't know.
Catharsis, bro.
What else am I going to do? Plus, Jillian really is, she's talking me into it. She's like, yeah, and then people can see like, you know, what you did and now what you're doing now and, you know, the full genesis. And
I think...
pretty much the same.
I'm not trying to sway your opinion, but I really believe that if it's something that's going to make
more
you feel
Cosmo.
Uncomfortable, there's no need to do it.
I'm going to be uncomfortable every time that I say, here's the next one, and then I push play. I'm going to be sitting there nauseous. There's no fun. None of it's fun.
Isn't that odd?
It's horrifying.
I'm with you.
Horrifying.
I'm with you.
And the worst part is they're all comedies, right? At least I wrote them as comedies. And well, here's the problem, kids. When you make a movie and you watch a movie with an audience... and it's a drama and everyone's quiet.
That's fine.
Fine. If you make a comedy and everyone's
quiet. Not so fine.
Even if it's not during, it's a bridge to the next joke or whatever. Like, anytime there's silence, which there is plenty, it's horrifying. It's awful.
I'm inner giggling.
So please, everyone, if you need to smoke your weed to laugh, please do so.
That's what, that was, I was talking to Hot Russian Doc about the what types of anxiety I feel like I'm having in the depression, and she
do you have anxiety
recommended
of like
marijuana.
When...
Did you really?
I swear to God.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm a hardcore, full-blown addict. Thanks a lot.
Something like that.
She's like, all right, sorry. How about some Narcos?
You know what?
Narcos.
I didn't want her to feel threatened, so I told her.
Like it's hard to make that woman feel threatened.
No, I know how to make people feel threatened.
Do you? How's that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do it?
It's a lot of mind games. I'll tell you exactly how.
Right.
I'll give you an example. Let's say on Loveline, Dr. Drew bringing up how great Adam Carolla was in front of the new host. That's a way to make people feel threatened, and this is the same exact thing. So I told her I have a friend who said this could possibly be asthma, and I should probably get a cortisone inhaler, maybe, possibly. Mm-hmm. And he also said that I should take some anti...
she's already pissed. When she heard she's like, fuck him.
Your friend is very smart, and he's totally correct.
Oh, so she just gave you what Drew said that you should have had.
Yeah.
So she just deferred to this unknown he.
Yeah. Unknown.
That you referred to.
She's like, does your friend say how many pills you need?
What?
60. 3 refills.
So you can go to AndersonCowan.com, pick up your tickets. $15, all the proceeds go. Anderson Cowan, C-O-W-A-N, and
C-O-H-E-N, right?
Wrong, C-O-W-A-N, Cold Cockle Night Suite. Got the bracelets, and everything's going to be fun.
I saw those.
Where can people find you on Instagram and Twitter?
AndersonCowan.com.
Are you plugging it on Instagram?
A little bit, not much, but
just
not as much as I
should. Selfies.
Stop it. Stop it. Leave me alone, all right?
I saw a dude hiking with a selfie. He was walking with his girlfriend. He had the selfie stick out in front of him, filming everything he was saying to her.
Maybe she's in the hospital.
Was it good stuff?
What the fuck is that shit?
What does it mean she's in the hospital?
Like maybe he's FaceTiming with her and she's in the hospital paralyzed.
No. He was walking with her.
He was walking and he had a selfie stick out in front of him and he was having a conversation and he felt he needed a GoPro the whole conversation.
Maybe it was gold.
Maybe it was a short.
And also, what's worse,
this
him doing
man
that,
chastising people for walking around filming things.
I was going to say, him doing that or me standing behind him filming him doing that?
Maybe that's why he's filming, because he's like, there's some fucking asshole behind us filming us.
I think I talked about this on the Film Vault a little bit, but
top
new
five
episode.
Superheroes?
Top five fall preview. It's my second favorite episode of the year. Top five fall preview. We run down that I do the top 10 movies that I'm most excited about that are coming out later this year.
How do you do that research, by the way?
I'm
being very serious.
After hour.
No,
after
I do online and punch in upcoming movies to get variety.
There's a couple different sites, and they all give little descriptions and whatnot and say who's in it. But like, some are more inclusive than others, obviously. So I find the one that shows every single movie that's coming out, and then I painstakingly go through, click on each movie,
read
the synopsis. And I made the mistake of starting to watch a couple trailers, and then I'm just right away. I'm like, I should not be seeing that.
Do you break it down like you're at the track looking at horses and handicapping
a little bit,
them?
Yeah.
Like you take into account the director
last time
and his previous work? And
I'll come up with a list that's like usually about 17 to 22 long or so, and then I have to go through and call and like, you know,
you're
going to
love that documentary.
Brutal.
I'm going to give you, if you haven't seen it, I'm going to give you a copy of it.
Bafo?
Yeah.
I don't know why I know it, but I know it. Is it old?
It's years old, but I don't know how old. It was on HBO, and I can't find it anymore.
So here's what I was talking. I think I talked to Brian about it briefly, but like, this is a real thing that occurred to me that I was planning on doing for at least 5 minutes of my life. Okay. So I'm selling tickets. Ticket sales are going pretty good, right? I'm going to get the crowd that I'm looking for the show so I can feel like it's a success.
Yes. You should already feel like a success.
But
you've already sold enough to feel like a success.
I still haven't met. It's getting really close to where I'm going to shut down ticket sales, but I haven't quite got there yet. I'd feel much better if I could say, sorry, guys, sold out, and I don't have to plug anymore. Because I hate plugging. I'm so bad at it. It's weird that I'm throwing this fucking party for myself. It's not even a party.
It's not a party.
I'm doing it for my... I wish somebody else was behind it.
No, you know what
I mean? It's so weird that I'm doing it.
I'm proud of you for doing this because you are taking the proper steps. The hardest part about doing anything that you want to do in life is actually telling people, I want to do this and I'm going to try.
Yeah. So people are going to show up, right? And, you know, I don't know where the expectations are. I don't know what people are expecting.
By the way, I don't know what I just said.
You're going to do
words,
it.
Words
no, I totally know what you meant, because it is hard, especially if you want to do something ridiculous. Like, let's say I wanted to play third base for like the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
It'd be embarrassing to tell that to people. I mean, it's almost like that. I'm saying, hey, I want to write and direct major motion pictures.
I am with you.
And I'm sure most people scoff, especially in this town. Everyone wants to do that.
I do, constantly.
Tyler. So.
Fuck this town.
I'm going to have a bunch of people there, a lot of friends and family, and a lot of like my people, like people that listen to this, people that listen to the Film Vault, people that are listeners of you. Coming. So it's going to be a very friendly crowd for the most part.
Do you want me to bring the Late Late Show warm-up guy to warm up the crowd?
Please do.
Get them juiced?
Yeah, let's do that.
Joby, the comedy stylings of Joby.
So I don't know what people are expecting. I don't know where expectations are. I know some people are probably coming in, and they have no idea what they're going to see, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I could fuck with everyone. And I'm like, I need to like shoot some footage and cut it together like on my iPhone, like real shitty backyard stuff.
That's
out
not
of
a bad
focus.
Idea. That's not a
horrible
bad
horrible sound. And I'm like, all right, guys, I worked really hard on this and
what
zero
happens when
budget.
They like it? Oh,
if you can do it with a straight
guard.
Face, but now that we've spoken about it, I think
but it's like trolling my own people. It would be so mean. Yeah. I mean, it would kind of be. It would also be a puss move because then I come out and go, "Just kidding!" And then no matter what I show after it, it'd be like it seemed like quality. You know what I mean?
Straw man.
No, or else it could backfire.
Yeah.
You come out and go, "Just kidding!" Here comes the art.
Be like, I would never say that.
You
here
could
comes
also.
The art.
I have a movie to make. You could also. You could do it to suss out your real friends. Put some shit up there and see who's. Like,
I don't think this is the kind of party you want to.
Great.
You don't want a divisive party where you're sussing out your real friends.
And just saying.
Before we get down to the festivities, I'm gonna suss out my real.
And then I gotta play like a full 5 minute like bullshit one that I made like just made in like 10 minutes in my backyard.
Yeah.
And then the lights come up and you know there's people gonna be applauding. Right. Yeah. A few people will.
Out.
And I'll point to them. I'm like, all right, liar.
All right. If you're gonna do that, if you're gonna do that, why don't you have some real goddamn balls?
Uh-huh.
And make like a 45-minute terrible movie and see how long.
I go to the main bar part and just have a few drinks.
Make everyone sit there for 45 minutes to an hour and then come back
awful.
And go.
Yeah.
Can't believe you guys sat there the
just
whole time.
Playing the destination.
Piece of shit.
What am I, Andy Kaufman over here?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not balls. That's just being a dick.
Play him a GoPro that's just pointed at the audience.
Ooh.
Yeah, not
that's
bad.
A good performance art
Ooh,
right there.
Yeah.
Like, how long would people sit there and watch themselves?
And then, like, I'll just sit right on the outside of the door, and every time someone leaves, I'll be like, you just don't get it.
Yeah, you don't get it. It's performance art.
Do you think, if you did that, if you set up a GoPro or some sort of camera just filming back the audience, projecting it up on the screen that they're staring at, would people, like, would they, someone feel obligated to, like, entertain? And would people, like, start to create their own entertainment for somebody everyone? Would. Like, and then would you get credit for having genesis'd? Is that a word?
Yeah, like am I the director of this? Do I take writer-director credit?
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad, Ty-Ty. These are interesting questions
well,
you're raising,
Ty-Ty.
Well,
it's not bad, provided the end product turns a profit
somehow. Here's how it goes. The lights come up.
Yeah.
Bright, because it's GoPro, so you need all the lights you can get.
That's right.
Two people flank on either side. They come out with microphones on stands, and they position
set them. Up.
And then they exit the room, and there's just silence. And they just see, and then everyone just sees themselves projected on the screen. Then they realize the mics are live. Oh, but the feedback, that'd be a problem.
And then you plant two people in the audience, but they don't know the other one is also a plant. And they're both like, they think
they're instructed.
And I don't want to be a pessimist here, but I'd be willing to bet money that the first person who actually got up speaking to the microphone had nothing to say.
Well, I was going to say that you find a person who thinks they're like a really good mime or they're a very entertaining juggler, but then you also have another one that thinks that. So then there's someone who goes up and they're like, that person's doing my fucking bit.
Tyler, you're overthinking this, I think.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I think I would just
it'd be like when Costanza is at the theater and he's gonna yell out his line in the theater to make people laugh, and then that other guy starts pointing the laser pointer.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. You got one mime who stands up and thinks he's gonna entertain everybody, and then this other fucking guy in the front stands up and starts doing it.
How about?
And then they fight, and then that's the real entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right, Ty-Ty, I like this. Not bad.
I've invented a new medium of entertainment.
How about this? Be honest with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
You stoned?
No.
You a little high?
I had two beers.
Smoke a little? Oh.
Over the course of 3 hours.
Were those beers laced with a little THC?
No.
Little weed skis?
No. I wish.
Were those beers laced with a little THC?
A little doobage?
I'll admit they were laced with a little THC.
Little
dupes.
Why don't they have that yet? Why don't they have like
THC beer?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
I'm sure it's in Portland. I bet you anything. It's got to be. What were you going to say there, Mike? Sorry.
I was going to say I just thought of something for your next short film that would be perfect for this festival.
Great. It's a little late.
We go rent. No, this is an easy shoot. Easy shoot. Mm-hmm. And guess what else? It's okay, here's what you do.
Everyone's on the edge of their seats.
I literally am. I'm literally on the edge of my seat.
Go rent a convertible.
Whoa. I like where this is going,
man. Camera on the trunk.
Tyler, settle down.
Camera on the trunk facing forward.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
It just drives through the mountains or down through the desert.
Yes. Oh,
five, 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Set up huge fans on the stage, blowing the audience.
Uh-huh. And they just feel like they're in the car. That's terrible.
So
I'm not doing that.
Over California.
Yeah, yes. I'm not doing that. No, that sounds awful.
I love this idea.
No, it's not good, Michael. It's not a good idea at all.
You don't know.
I do know.
People can have a couple of drinks in them. They're going to love to take a little nice convertible ride as a break.
Oh, here's another good little tidbit, little piece of news about these shorts. All right, so I need music for the car one, right? Each, and I was supposed to have had it, but my first music guy was taking forever, and then I got some other stuff that didn't work out for that one, and so I got another guy who's making me, and the other guy, old friend of mine, I haven't talked to him in years, but an old friend of mine, professional musician, great guy, he's in a band called Priss, look him up, they're great, Priss, and he's putting together lyrics for a couple of the tracks right now, and you know what? I haven't listened to him yet, but I just got him transferred over to my email. I didn't know that he was an After Disaster listener, but they're riddled with After Disaster lyrics. I cannot wait. And if it works and there's places to put them in the car short, I'm going to do it. So little inside Easter eggs.
So his way of letting you know that he listens was to not ever tell you and wait for you to ask him to score a film. That's how little people want to talk to other people about our fucking show.
And then
every song is just a dead giveaway.
Like I saw one's actually called Masters of Science. One of them's called Masters of Science,
holy
huh?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Excited. Are you...
things are on the up and up for us, guys.
You want to know something that we've discussed before that's got to come to a fucking halt? Pronto. Stat. ASAP. Now.
What?
This... hating everything we do.
Motivational Mike.
I'm being serious. I'm being fucking serious because...
I can tell you right now, I don't hate my shorts that I did.
In the past few months.
I tell you that.
What I'm talking about, what you just said about found out this guy was a listener. Now, what was your feeling when you found that out?
No, and then I talked to him, and he didn't start listening until recently, actually.
Okay, well,
recently.
I've had a person or two in the past 6 months to 8 months just spring on me that they listen to the After Disaster. One guy is a friend of mine named Gary who hangs out at the Improv sometime.
Gary.
And he started commenting on the After Disaster, and I was horrified.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just went, oh God, no, no. And I'm going to admit something to you guys right now that I meant to tell you last week, but we didn't do the show last week.
Mm.
I have run into and or been around Judd Apatow a lot lately.
Yeah.
And we were sitting down having kind of a personal conversation about some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Am I going to get mad at you here?
You talk about Paul McCartney?
Yeah, you are.
You talk about Paul McCartney a lot?
And he goes, what's the name of your podcast? And I went, you don't want to hear it. And I go, yeah, After Disaster. And he starts writing it down. I went, I'm begging you, please don't listen to it. And he wrote it down on his notebook. And I honestly went, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Please don't listen.
But you know what? In his head, he might think that that's your way of saying, gotta listen. Because I know me. If somebody's begging me not to listen to something, I am absolutely listening.
Have you listened to Getting Zitty lately?
I'm behind on everything.
Okay.
Because all I do is stare at a computer and edit things sound.
I'm very behind on everything. Yesterday, I got a flurry of phone calls from Tara as I was doing my errands in Orange County.
Uh-oh.
And she was in hysterics.
What?
In hysterics. And she's just quoting me everything that's going on Getting Zitty.
Oh, she's hysterics in a good way.
Yeah.
Enjoying herself.
Like, she can hardly get it out. And then she texts me, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm calling you in a minute again. And she's like, oh, my God. They're in Las Vegas. And she just went through the entire show with me.
Oh, this is the old one, then. I heard that one.
This is...
they're back in Vegas.
Three episodes ago.
Wait, they came back out here?
It's called Dee Dee and Tanya Have a Fight, I think, or something like that.
I started to listen to one the other night. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm behind that. I listened to the one that they thanked us
You probably fucking told Judd Apatow about Getting Zitty, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Do you realize that we used to have a PayPal donation button that directed to another podcast that did not need money?
Yes, I do realize that.
The Talking Shit Show with Jim Jeffries or whatever it's called. And that's how lame we are. Okay, whatever. Those days are over. We're great now. Oh, hey, and we got plans. We got to do the next Destination Disaster. We got so much to do. I got a friend who owns land in Pioneertown. I just learned about.
What?
Yeah.
Owns
He's
land.
He's like, you want to shoot anything out here dude, anytime, just let me know. Come on out. You guys are more than welcome to do anything you like out here.
I got his free rooms in Pioneertown, so let's go.
Fuck it. Call Robert.
Right, hey, free
call
room.
Mr. Plant and let's get this fucking thing going.
All right, I feel like I got a purge. It's been too long.
Purge. Oh,
something occurred to me. Okay, I got two stories about myself that make me look terrible.
Yes.
Like one those. Worse than the other. I'll start with the not so bad one.
Yeah.
And then you can only they're very different, but all right. Jillian moves in with me about 7.5, 8 years ago.
Whoa,
right?
Slow down.
Yeah. And she was working nights at the time, like overnight shifts. And we weren't living together for 3 or 4 days. She finally moved in. We had split up for a minute and gotten back together and then said, you know what, let's try and live together and see how that works. So we got a place, and our stuff was still in boxes. And she was working. She was doing one of her nights where she worked all night. And my buddy Mike Horn came over. You remember Mike Horn?
Of course.
He was our tour guide for the downtown debacle.
Yep.
He's a maniac. He's a character. I have a really good time with Mike Horn. Mike Horn and I got very hammered. This is our third night.
As one
night,
does when you're around Mike Horn.
Third night in the apartment that I live in with Jillian. Mike Horn and I get so drunk that we're eating cake, chocolate cake, like just with our hands.
Mm-hmm.
I throw up.
Makes sense.
It gets on the wall. I try and clean it up. But then I pass out in the bed with Mike Horn. I forgot all about this. Jillian brought it up the night. And she gets home from work at like 8 in the morning to Mike Horn and I in bed together with puke on the wall. And she's like, what the fuck have I done? And she was telling me, we were just talking, I forgot all about it. And she was telling me this a couple days ago. And she's like, you know what? I was really thinking about just moving out right that moment.
Oh.
Like, this is a mistake. I have made, not only is there throw up on the wall, but my boyfriend, who I live with now, is passed out asleep in our bed with another man.
Yeah.
With chocolate all over your face,
naked.
No doubt.
And it was like chocolate throw up on the wall, too. Terrible. Sorry, I apologize. That was gross. I know. That's what it was. Not my shine. So I wake up. I remember that morning, too. I woke up with a horrible hangover, and poor Jillian was asleep on the couch. Ugh. The poor lady. Sorry, hon. I have grown up.
You have.
Yeah.
You have.
You want to hear the one that's even worse, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
This goes back to, like, this is like high school days.
Because that one doesn't even surprise me.
Mm. I can't believe that I forgot all about Christ. All right, so you guys know, like, how evolution works, right?
Yes. This is already a great setup.
The evolution of what?
So we're evolving.
You know why we know how it works?
What do you mean?
Masters of Science, obviously.
Because we are the Masters of Science. That's right. So we are slowly but surely losing our hair as human beings, right? Like generations from now, like we're not going to have, we're going to have far less hair. Even though all mammals have hair, like even dolphins, they have some amount of hair. Yeah. All mammals have some hair, but we're losing our hair. That's another reason why some people say, the dolphins are more evolved than we are, and like the bone-toothed whales are more evolved.
Where is the dolphin hair? Because I've never seen it.
There's like a little bit by the belly button. And, yeah.
And they're dolphin buttholes.
So we're losing our hair. We're also losing our pinkies. They're superfluous, much like Tyler, and they're getting smaller and smaller.
Okay. Now I get it.
As well as our fingernails, right? And I have like a very small little pinky toe with very small little pinky nail.
So you think you're advanced?
And I can easily just like cut it.
Yeah.
So like the whole thing is just gone, right?
Yeah. You should do it.
But I remember saying, telling people that I didn't have a pinky toe, pinky nail, like toenail, because
you're so far advanced.
Like I'm more evolved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember telling you, this is math days. This is math days. I was on a lot of math. And one girl, she's like, I want to see. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think I've cut it in a while. What do you do? You
can't how would you
present? This is like 10 years, 15.
But how would you offer up that information to somebody?
This was in 2000?
I don't know.
Did you have that loaded in your head? Like, I'm more evolved in case this ever comes up?
I remember I wished that it was true because, like, I would just cut it off. And, like, you can't see any trace of a nail there.
I think if we went back 5,000 years, we'd look at people and all their fingers would be the same length?
No. Dude, just like 200 years ago, we're all, like, not nearly as tall. Yeah.
Mm. Re-evolving.
Well, that's mostly because of nutrition. But, yeah, we're evolved.
Do you really believe that?
Do I believe which one?
I think we had more nutrition back then.
What?
Are you an insane person? I mean, really, where do you get this information? Because of all the processed food and whatnot? Yeah, but we eat like potatoes.
Yeah, but we actually get to eat like...
And nothing else.
You could eat as many meals as you want, pretty much.
Yeah. We get way more than we used to. Plus, we have medical science.
People are like, please, sir, may I have another with a bowl of, you know, porridge of chocolate puke from Anderson.
Wait, that story was not even... It wasn't even funny. It was just pathetic.
Yeah, it was kind of just sad.
I hate it. That wasn't true. That's a character I wrote.
We have a lot of pathetic stories. I appreciate airing them out.
I heard this the other day. Did no research, but they put a chemical in soda, sugared soda, like not diet soda, but regular soda. It's like an anti-nauseous chemical that allows you to like take down all that sugar so you don't get sick.
Where'd you hear
what?
That?
On the radio.
That's
I heard
just,
on the radio.
That you do a little like research? Something that will be...
They put a lot of chemicals in those things. Lots.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a voicemail?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This was after the most, this was after episode 300. Yeah, this is episode 301, everybody.
Oh, this is 301.
Yeah.
What'd you post last week?
Episode 140.
How was that? Good one?
It's the Grand Caranian.
Is that when we were good? When the show was grandtastic?
Yeah, it was probably when we were good. Mm-hmm.
You gonna play this thing? Or
you gonna play this thing? Worst.
Hey, where's my Italian, gifts?
I continually forget them. And
where
I
is my telling?
I didn't go home tonight.
I watched Tyler's dog, which shat and puked all over my house.
Again?
No. No. The first time.
Oh, was your cat the first time?
No, it was his dog.
Oh, my God.
And he promised.
What animal,
I have them.
You,
I
what
see
animal
them.
Did one of you have that went to the bathroom? Were you taking
my
care
dog?
We all
obviously.
Have animals that go to the bathroom. What?
I don't like that.
I walk by your gifts every single morning in the kitchen. Yeah? And I go, I'll give this to Anderson. And then I never remember.
Just occurred to me the other night, and I was in the kitchen. I'm like, what the fuck? And Jillian's like, what? I'm like, he never gave a shit. Oh, I'm bringing that up on the show because it'll be really awkward off the show. I got to bring it up on the show.
Correct the mundo.
It wasn't really that awkward at all.
Well, it would have been if the mics weren't on.
Hey, this is What's a Tweet Guy. Tyler, did you notice that in that episode, Anderson did exactly the thing I was talking about when he was talking about Michael Moore, but didn't want to say Michael Moore because he can't just say that he knows something. So we have to fucking say, oh, the fat man, the one that went to Canada, they like socialism, instead of just fucking saying Michael Moore. Mm. What the fuck? Anderson, I hope to God you fucking meet TJ Miller and he does that to you and you see how fucking annoying it is when you don't just say that you fucking know something. Jesus Christ!
All right.
Tyler, again, huge fan, buddy.
What do you say?
He's a big fan of mine.
Yeah. Kids obviously got issues. Hey, here's a little insight.
You had a little follow-up.
Good retort.
What's a tweet guy again? Hey, Anderson, I work at a fucking grocery store, and I fucking listen to the After Disaster when I work at that grocery store, so don't shit on Diana Vandekamp for working at a fucking grocery store.
What?
You fuck. Now you know I work at a grocery store, what? So when somebody says, what does a guy that fucking yell at you work, you can fucking say, I think he works at a place where they sell stuff, instead of fucking saying he works at a grocery store, because you won't fucking say what you fucking know. Fuck. Tyler Dickman.
Wait a minute, when did we shit on Diana for working at the grocery store?
We didn't.
She wanted to know how to wear tennis shoes with jeans, and you're like, what are you doing in a grocery store?
What is she? What was she working at a grocery store for? She works in the restaurant industry.
Yeah,
that's all I'm asking. I was confused by the switch. I wasn't shitting on it.
I totally understood where you were coming from.
I'm fine
with
anyone working at a grocery store. I say hello to the people at the grocery store every time I go to a grocery store.
You have to.
Say hi, how are you?
They'll spit on your food, not in it.
There's this one guy, he's from Africa, and like he's always in there because I always go late at night. I'm always in there like, you know, post midnight, usually right before they close.
Yeah, you're just rambling about your short toe.
And they're always like stalking stuff, right? And there's this one guy at the Ralph's in Encino, and he's such a nice guy. He's from Africa, and he's got a thick accent, and he's got the biggest smile. And every time he sees me, he goes, you again? Hello? It's very late. You always come in late. Oh, I love that guy. I want to hug him.
Just because of that?
There's something about him, man. He's got the smile, and he's just like so. He's kind of like a Sifa, our old guard. Hey, here's a little thing. When I was saying that, I remember bringing up Michael Moore, right? And I always panic about that fucker's name because it sounds like other names. So I forget what it is, and I am just kind of stalling for time. I'm terrible with names.
You get confused with him and Michael Less?
No, somebody else. Roger Moore, maybe.
Dinty Moore.
Because like his name is still? Oh, you know why? Because that's his fucking first movie is Roger and Me, and I always got confused because of Roger Moore and Michael Moore, and my whole brain just gets cracked.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Hey, do you care for
who's Roger Moore?
Split Pea Anderson's soup?
I love it.
I don't get it.
I hate talking about food though.
No, I've had it twice so far, and both times I thought it was disgusting.
Do you put the accoutrements on it?
I don't believe so. What is it?
You got to get the accoutrements.
Yeah, the soup's, it's a gross base. It's disgusting.
When I was a kid, I hated nothing worse than the idea of taking a piece, splitting it, then melting it down and putting it in a soup. No.
Yeah.
It's but, so good.
You got to get the cheese.
It's not good.
Get the cheese, get the chives. I used to do the ham, but I don't eat the pig anymore. And you get the croutons, and you mix it all together, but and you put some of the seasoning
on
there.
Afraid.
The Anderson seasoning.
I don't know if I'm going back for thirds.
And you know what? It's called the Traveler Special. Anderson split pea soup up there in Buellton. Yep. Beautiful. It's fantastic.
No, I stop there every time.
It's fantastic.
I don't eat there
You
anymore.
Dip the bread in there. You dip the bread in. If you stay there,
you get
the walls.
Light up cup.
Lime green.
Yeah.
Lime green.
So is the men's room. But
And I got the light up cup. You know that. I have that.
I drink out of it when I'm at your house.
You know what that place has in common?
When I'm imbibing and not giving you gifts.
You know what that place has in common with a lot of places that are just like that? These old school, like old folk eateries.
Mm-hmm.
Like old, really old, like coffee shops and stuff where 80-year-olds like meander in and then sit down and order the same thing they've been having since the 50s.
Right.
They always have a hot chick working there. What's
that
the
is true.
That?
There's always a good-looking girl up front at the cash register at that place. Always.
Yeah.
And she's always has nothing to say and she...
Correct. Correct.
She acts as though she's looking on her phone and texting, but there's no phone. There's no device. Yeah. But she's that checked out.
It's kind of a bad audience to be the like hot person for because they think the tipping like 8% is good. So she's not really reaping the rewards.
Well, she's not getting tipped either way because she's working in the gift shop.
Oh.
Oh, I was on the wrong one there. Sorry. Mm. Let's see. Level
I
two.
Just, I always think like somebody should, like someone like me should teach hot chicks how to live their life.
How would you teach them to live?
Be like, listen, you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You're never going to pay for another drink again.
As long as you're sucking on the D.
No, but I mean, you get
what more?
You can milk
what more
it.
Do you do? You feel like
if you're
attractive women don't take advantage of their looks enough?
If you're
going to
get a
saying?
Minimum wage job and you're super hot, you might as well get it at a place. Mm-hmm. Nah, I take that back.
Dude,
I take that back.
Plus, Buellton, there's nothing out there. Buellton, that is the job
you're
to have.
Unless you're going to truck it down the street and work at the Madonna Inn, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
I'm going to be honest with you. Every single thing that I've said so far about working in a restaurant in Buellton now, saying that like the Split Pea Anderson's is the place, I'm terrified that fucking Mr. What Is Tweet guy like lives in Buellton and has a part-time job at a restaurant. I feel like everything I do is an attack.
Yeah, it is.
Got a question, though.
Yeah.
What is Tweet? What is it exactly? I'm going to tweet that right now. What is tweet?
Do it.
You should do it.
And I'll retweet
it.
No,
you shouldn't do it now.
I'll retweet it and I'll like it.
You should do it tomorrow. You'll get more engagement.
So,
I don't want engagement.
It's 1 in the morning. No one's going to fucking retweet it.
I don't want engagement.
Do you
want
to rap about us?
Tyler, Michael was going to say something.
No, I was just going to say I'm thinking about taking a little road trip up the coast again tomorrow or somewhere. And
it must be nice to be able to just willy-nilly do whatever you like. Must be real nice.
Well, someday.
And you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing what a tweet guy saying. It is fucking nice, Anderson.
Once my antidepressants kick in, I'll let you know if it's nice. But
is it fucking nice to go somewhere?
As of right now,
what do you want? What do you got?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm on, but I want something.
You don't know what it is because she hasn't told you yet?
I'll tell you this much. The cortisone inhaler, which doesn't seem to be doing a goddamn thing.
Oh, $41 is due for the P.O. box. Do I just let it die?
No.
All right. $41.
Take it out of the fucking funds.
The Tupac Gang funds?
The minute I did the inhaler, it felt like I was having a heart attack for about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if it's cool or not. I wouldn't put it in the cool category quite yet.
You know, you're gonna crave that, I bet.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
I only get 14 uses out of it.
Oh, 14? You better not crave it too much.
Yeah, it's got steroids in it.
Dude, you get
you get like a fat head.
I'm going to get tits on my vocal cords.
We don't say.
That's not how it works. She looks down my throat and she's like, oh my God.
Oh, this is very nice.
Now I find you attractive because I'm a lesbian.
I wonder if that is her deal. No, she's got a giant rock on her hand.
What? She does?
Can't have
I just made her my primary care physician. I'm serious. I want to go to a dude now. Does she really?
Yes.
Could be a giant rock from a lady.
Could be.
Could just
or maybe
be
it's just to keep people like you away from her.
That's not like me.
Mm. Like the other Russians in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other Russians.
Oh, hey, got shot glasses and coffee mugs coming.
In
hell
regards?
Yes.
What do they say?
Oh, for the festival?
Cold cockle.
With nice.
With the insignia. Yeah, they look pretty good. They look pretty sweet, pretty tight.
Nice. How many did you get?
A few.
Have you ever worn your CCP gold cockle shirt to a Russian
doctor?
By a
mistake in there once.
Oh, that's
uncomfortable. But it was on underneath stuff.
Or did everyone give you knowing, like, yes, yes.
And then it was when she made me disrobe, one of the couple times that she made me disrobe, and I had to take off my top, like, sweater, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. She thinks you're making fun of her.
Because I do go, that's my one of my go-to shirts because it's so goddamn comfortable.
It is.
Very comfortable shirt.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. Those shirts are super soft.
I love it.
I just thought of a new shirt for us to sell.
Yeah, what is that?
Hot Russian Doctor.
It's a terrible
like a
shirt.
Silhouette.
She's looking at you and I, and Tyler's like got a like, old man with a mustache. Looking
Tyler's
at him.
Outside the, in the waiting room masturbating.
Who's the gold man with a mustache?
Old man with a mustache. He's not gold. He's old. Gold man with a. All right, what is this? The rap.
Yeah.
Anderson, Tyler, and Mike try to make sense out of life. Used to be trashed every night. Sober, they're doing all right. The after disaster. Don't have to be plastered. To package the laughter with topics that matter. Have you ever broke your wrist trying to fist a chick? Or maybe you removed a dead human's dick? Or maybe you were a virgin till 25. Either way, you could relate to one of the guys. 300 episodes and only getting better, even though each show is the worst show ever.
That was
that was great.
Disaster. Oh, yeah.
That's our new open. Okay. Fuck Happy. Happy's dead.
The only problem is, I don't know if I like the Kool-Aid.
Those Jack and Kojak in Chicago.
Kojak, that was awesome. That was actually really, really good.
Kojak was great.
I have his number. You want to call him right now?
Oh, he's sucking on a lollipop.
It's only 4 in the morning.
Who loves you, baby?
3 in the morning.
That's what you're talking about?
Got a cockatoo on his shoulder?
No, that was Beretta.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Kojak had a bird.
No. Kojak sucked on lollipops.
I remember that because he was quitting smoking. That was the whole thing.
And Beretta had the bird and the glass eye.
Telly Savalas was
Kojak. Cannon, big fat guy.
Cannon.
All right.
That was a good rap. Who was that from?
We had a celebrity call.
It was Kojak.
Kojak, you ass. What the fuck?
Sorry, I don't pay attention to much.
All right, what's next?
We had a celebrity call in. By the way, if you'd like to call the After Disaster hotline, 424-287-PABS, that's 424-287-7227.
We need to, when I say we, you know what I mean. The number on the Facebook page is the old number.
When people say the royal we,
it's the love line number.
What does that mean? Why do people
the
think
royal
it's funny?
We? I don't
or
know.
The royal me.
I don't know.
The royal me, and then people chuckle, and I'm like, you don't even know what you're laughing at. Why are you laughing?
I don't think the royal me is a thing.
The royal we.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time. What is that?
That just means like you're including everyone.
But why has it got to be royal?
It's like I don't know.
Why is it funny? Why do people laugh at that?
I don't think it's funny.
Stop laughing at that and stop saying it.
Do you guys think old classic comedies are funny?
No.
Sure do, wise guy.
Hey there, buddy. But no, but
talking about Three's Company?
Are you talking about 80s, 1 through
I'm talking
100?
About one of the classic comedies of all time I sat down to watch it.
Something Like It Hot?
1964, The Pink Panther.
No!
And I got about 40 minutes into it, and I just went, I don't know why I'm still watching this.
Yeah, my dad loved those growing
up. And it
up.
Wasn't terrible. And it just wasn't funny.
I remember watching when I was a little kid. Like, they'd start off, and like the opening credits would have like the Pink Panther music.
Oh,
and
it's the
would have
best!
The actual Pink Panther.
Best!
And I'm like, yes, Pink Panther!
Chilling.
This is awesome. And then all of a sudden, Peter Sellers comes out.
Oh,
yeah, no!
Hey, oh, when I was
Where's
a kid.
Pinky?
When that, I have the exact same experience.
And then my dad would
explained.
Sit there and laugh like a fool. And I'm like, you talk about how you hate slapstick comedy. That's all
like
this is.
Like a fool.
Oh, I don't get that show, that movie at all.
I'd like to be
the first one.
At least three.
The first one is that the one at the ski chalet?
Yeah.
That one's I don't like that one. The second one is the one where there's the beggar on the street with the monkey. I like that one.
Either way, the minute the music comes in, it's your heart races like, oh my god, this is gonna be great.
This is where you'd be playing it, Tyler, but you're not.
Then you got 20 minutes of 60s style humor that almost seems like it's British.
Oh, it is very British because Peter Sellers. Brit.
Speaking of famous British people, oh, there's a segue for you.
Hey guys, it's Paul McCartney. Haven't called in a while. I think last time you had me say, yeah, fuck you to that bushy-haired guy sitting behind me at concert. The music was shit, by the way. Sounded like it was recorded in a garage. Anyway, love the show. Sorry I haven't called in a while. But the one-legged cunt of a wife I had wouldn't let me listen as often as I wanted to.
South African Paul McCartney.
Traded it up. But I got a question for you.
Oh.
I got this friend Max. He's kind of a strange fella. I'm worried about him. I want to get him into a hobby or something. So we were talking. He's kind of interested in metalworking. So thought I'd ask the Masters of Science. You know, what type of material would you use to make a hammer? You know, what type of metal?
Well, I'd go with a tempered steel because tempered metal is much, much more dense and strong.
Mm-hmm. I would make it out of the little black box on the plane. That's how I'd make my hammer, I think.
I would
just steal them from planes.
Yeah, I believe that black box is tempered steel.
Yeah. Okay, so the same answer we have?
Yeah.
Well, what his friend Max? What's he talking about?
I don't know.
What is Peter Sellers?
Paul McCartney? Does Paul McCartney have a famous friend named Max?
Making a hammer, though, is one of those kind of things where it's definitely cheaper to go buy a hammer.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. Or go get a rock.
Have you seen that show called The Nick?
I've heard good things, and I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's on HBO right now.
It's Steven Soderbergh, and it's a miniseries, so it has a beginning, middle, and end, and then you don't have to worry about next season because there isn't going to be one.
It's a bizarro crossover. It's a Showtime show, but they're showing it on HBO as some super exclusive, but it's very graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Very graphic.
Right.
And he...
It's about turn-of-the-century medicine.
Yeah, this surgeon...
I'm aware.
Invents and makes some of his own tools. He casts them in metal, like this weird four-bladed tool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he uses it for. I wasn't paying that much attention, but show's pretty good. Good big budget, looks like it.
Yeah, it's Steven Soderbergh is.
Yeah,
he's a master. All right, I got a question for you. Speaking of science,
I heard they add a additive to his movies so he can consume more
without puking.
Soderbergh.
Tyler, come on, man.
Good night, everybody.
I gotta tell you right now, even though I don't want to do work, I'm proud of myself right now because I fixed the back of my toilet.
What is going on?
Hey, I have to say right now.
No, I was just thinking about a hammer, and nothing makes me feel like more of a man.
Oh yeah,
than
when you actually
a hammer.
When you do a project and you fix it properly.
No, but I mean the hammer is the ultimate because that you are wielding some power.
Yeah,
like a hammer is like incorporating physics.
I got a quick.
You can hurt someone with a hammer,
right?
Big time.
It's so incorporating physics whenever you grab it.
No, but I like it feels manly to hit things with a hammer.
We've seen Old Boy.
No, I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. The old one or the new one.
Well, see the old one. Never the new one. Ever. You ban that shit.
And, I don't,
No, no.
Oh,
bam.
Because it was Spike Lee, you don't want to watch it?
And because you don't remake a masterpiece. You just don't do it. There's That's no right. need for it.
Someone should have told Billy Bob Thornton that before he remade Bad News Bears. Because
That's
the
a movie that will never be seen by me, ever.
Never by Banned. Me either. I swear to God, if they Banned. Show that, if I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what the repercussions are, if I'm on a plane and they start showing the new Bad News Bears, I'm cracking the emergency chute
Man,
no, door.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Play it at your show.
What? Oh, play Bad it, News play Bears? It at your show. The new one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just troll Mike and everyone else has to deal.
I'm not
going to
see it.
Show.
I'm not going to see it. That's
you're
like
walk
a,
out of your
you
own
know?
your own premiere.
We'll Clockwork Orange you.
Dude, you need to wear a tuxedo to the show, okay? And so do you, Ty.
Are you serious?
You guys are both in it.
Okay, you just turn the
act like this is a real deal event. I demand it.
You know when people say turn that front upside down, you did the opposite.
Can we like make some mud in front of the place and like put our hands in it? Like we're at the Grauman's.
I got a quick question, and this might go zero, and it's very local, but on my way into work tonight, I was listening to maybe the most exciting car chase scene I've ever heard of.
Oh, I heard about this.
And I wanted to know if you guys figured out what happened, because I had to go into work.
I didn't hear it. I love car chases.
What are you doing, Tyler? Are you making a phone call right now? You have zero respect for the program? All right, so here's the car chase scene, right? The guy's just going insane. He's going against traffic one way, you know, the typical shit. It was the second
car. You're talking
about
like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
This is tonight,
like
East L.A.
Okay.
And
he's lost.
And right on the cusp of East L.A. and Monte? El Monte?
He killed
no,
himself,
not El Monte.
Right?
Belmont? I don't know.
Downey.
Downey. Ended up on Lakewood, like out just outside of Long Beach. It was a second carjacking by the time they picked it up when I was listening to like play-by-play on the radio on my way into work. And...
like he ran out of fuel with the first car he jacked, and he
I don't know what happened with the first one, but it was rendered inoperable evidently, and he got a second one. So he already had two carjackings. He was hitting cars left and right.
Grand Theft Auto.
And then a big SUV cop gets behind him and smashes him into like a parked car. So then they thought, oh, he's knocked out, like he's done. Then the door opens, nothing but a gun comes out, and he fires a few rounds into the air, right? And it's like dusk, so they could see the muzzle
Arriba!
Fire.
Yeah, I like that. I like this guy.
I don't know why. I don't know why you would say Arriba.
It was a mouse in a giant sombrero, right? That's the only scenario where that would be acceptable.
So then, I don't know how this guy did it. Maybe because the cops took cover. Maybe he was a genius and like hitting a couple fires into the air. Everyone takes cover for just long enough for him to slip out of the car and run into a restaurant that was right there.
Got himself something to eat.
It was Chris and Pitts or something.
She's glad we're not doing the Diner Sister.
Some restaurant I've never heard of, but I guess it's a chain and it's kind of like upscale. Chris and Pitts, I think it was called.
Don't they have a barbecue
it's
sauce?
It's a barbecue. It's a barbecue place.
Yeah, they make barbecue sauce.
So like he runs in there, right? And then people just start fleeing out. And then like fewer and fewer people are coming out. And then no one's coming out. And like no one has any idea what's happening. And then more people start coming out, but they're like walking out now. They're not like panicking. They're walking out. And women are like covered, have their faces covered. One of them's like holding a child. And there was a lot of speculation. He went in there, sat in a booth, and just killed himself. And then I heard that he took like 6 hostages. But I was hoping that you guys had an idea because I haven't been out of society since that I got out of my car. I need to know.
But that's exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, they went nowhere, and I apologize.
We have another celebrity voicemail.
I thought you were going to say he...
Hey, Judd Apatow, please don't listen.
This has so many possibilities, like movie-ending possibilities. He goes into the restaurant, he quickly changes his clothes, and he walks out with the rest of
That's
the customers.
That's what everyone was saying. Like, like he should be dressed as a chef walking
Do you
out.
Remember in 1994 or 1995 when there was an insane motorcycle chase? That went on for hours, like 2 hours in Los Angeles. And it ended up at, I believe, the Beverly Center, possibly. And the guy drove into the parking structure, and they didn't catch him.
Ever?
So tight.
Left probably the motorcycle, because, probably walked, because and walked through the mall and split.
Probably because the parking structure there is the worst parking structure
worst.
I've ever been in
it
my
might
life.
Not have been, that might not have been the mall, but I believe it was so close.
The cops like, couldn't figure out.
But the chase went on for like an hour and a half, and it was fascinating. Fascinating, because he would go through neighborhoods and then he'd just pull up to 100 and just blow past everybody. And that's right when the cops are at their most paranoid to not run him off the road. Mm-hmm. And he went to a mall, and I think he parked in the mall and went through the movie theater and went out the exit door and split.
What about that one like 3 years ago where they had robbed a bank and then they were being followed and they knew they weren't going to get away with it, so they just drove through like their hood throwing money out the window.
Oh yeah, yeah,
hordes of people.
Yeah, that is great.
So tight.
Fills in the holes. Fills in the gaps behind you.
That's so pretty tight. Great.
I told you I had a friend and she had a mom who used to rob banks around here locally all the time. Like she was a bank robber in the 70s and 80s. and she used to do it on her bike. She went in once, and she left her bike up front. She went in to rob a bank. It was probably like right out in front of the studios. It was all in Culver City. She robbed like five or six banks numerous times out here. She goes in, leaves her bike up front, like a bicycle. Robs the bank, comes running out with the loot, and somebody had stolen her bike.
Oh, fantastic. You know which banks I think are the safest are the ones in the Hasidic part of Fairfax.
Why?
Yeah, have you been in those banks?
Yes. It's impossible parking.
Armed security guards at the door, and they eyeball you up and down.
My
and
Chase used to be right there on Fairfax.
The
right
security guy right across, is the first guy to greet you, regardless of what you're going in, whatever
Cantor's.
Transaction. Yeah. But yet they have armed security guards at the door, and they look you up and down, mm-hmm. and they, how can I help you? And they walk you to the line, and they just stare you down the whole time you're
I
there.
I thought he was making an anti-Semitic joke and saying, like, you know, they're safe because Jewish people are very tight with their money, and that's what I thought
that's
he was
part of
do.
It.
I was ready to apologize
make
for
you
him.
You racist for
but
assuming
now
that?
I'm the one
Well, that is part of it.
No, it's not part of it. All right, I got a Masters of Science question when we come back, but let's hear the other celebrity voice call.
Celebrity
voicemail.
From the great beyond.
I'm starting to wake up.
Are you? I'm starting to go to sleep. Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. This is Casey Kasem, man. I just want to let you know that before I sunk down the charts into a fiery abyss, I really enjoyed the program. So keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Are people auditioning for something?
Why? That actually sounds. He's in hell now. That's very sad. Play that one again. That one was actually pretty fucking great. And you know what's great about these things is these people aren't like doing multiple takes. These are like one takes because they can't like.
And they're for different phone numbers, so it's either. Yeah.
Hi guys, this is Casey Kasem, and I just want to let you know that before I sunk down the charts into a fiery abyss. I really enjoyed the program. So keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
I forgot that Casey was dead.
Yeah, me too, until that happened. I'm like, oh yeah, why is he slipping down the charts? Oh no.
Think he's the most famous DJ of all time?
Yeah, him or Wolfman.
Yeah, I think Wolfman. I got to go Wolfman because Wolfman was around before Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny that the two most famous DJs
are dead?
Pretty That's much epitomize really how dumb it is to be a DJ.
Yeah, well, they kind of started the whole. It's usually the way it is, though. Like, whoever starts it. Masters of Science question.
Let's hear it.
We have another celebrity call. I forgot.
Hope it's about hammer construction.
This might not go anywhere.
Okay. Metallurgy.
Once again, all right? I'm a little bit off my game right now, and I don't really feel confident
Anderson,
in the things that I'm bringing
to the
table.
I want you to rest assured as a friend and a fellow.
Yeah.
That pinky toes with no nails does not mean you're more evolved.
It's saying this might not make sense. Doesn't need to be said.
Okay.
You're talking to the Masters of Science.
All right, Masters
when
of Science.
When one of us fails, the other two pick them up.
Let's think about how different the world would look, how everything would be adjusted and changed if we didn't have forearms and our hands were at our elbow.
I only have two arms.
So we're like short arms, like, you know, T-Rexes. They had very short arms.
Well, for starters, cars would be very different.
We want to be able to reach our belt buckles, so everything would have to be changed just with that alone.
Jimmy Page would play ukulele.
Okay. Cars would be fucked, right? We'd have to like have very weird seats.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be able to reach our actual private parts.
I don't want to bring this up. I don't want to bring this up.
I could do that.
Yeah. Lot less rapes.
Is the forum to be blamed for the rapes? Why are we bringing up rape? I thought we don't do that anymore.
I was bringing
rape
up in a positive light.
No, talking about rape. I saw one of the grossest, dirtiest movies I've ever seen in my life, a documentary by the same guy that did Cocaine Cowboys, as well as that Netflix original documentary, Dogfight. Dogfight? You guys heard Dogfight about Kimbo Slice's bodyguard? Brian turned me on to it, actually, and he forced me to watch it.
No, but I watched 3 episodes of Narco.
No, we're not talking about that. And this guy, Billy Corbin, who directed...
You sure we're not talking about that?
Not yet. Cocaine Cowboys and Cocaine Cowboys 2, as well as Dogfight.
Yeah.
He did this one called Raw Deal. And a guy named Mike Joseph, a listener of the programs, he sent me the disc because it's impossible to find. Thank God, because it's a fucking disgusting, terrible, terrible movie about this alleged rape that happened at on a University of Florida campus fraternity. The Delta Chi's, which I call them the Chi's because I don't know shit about fraternities. Yeah. It's CHI.
You call them the Cobra Chi's.
And Brian immediately is like, oh, no, that's Delta Chi. I know those guys. All right, settle down, Brian, because he's a frat boy.
Mm.
But they videotaped these strippers that they had over for a function, and everyone's hammered, and there's horrible things happening, and she's not seemingly being raped when you're watching this videotape, but they keep on, you know, releasing, letting you see a little bit more of the video throughout this documentary, and you see more and more of it, and human beings are just so disgusting,
yeah, they
especially
sure are.
Frat fucks, drunk frat fucks
they
who are horny.
They sure are. But I also appreciate the fact that you called whatever was going on at their frat house a function.
Well, that's what they called it. It was like a big brother, little brother function or some shit.
They were having a luncheon, and they ended up gangbanging this stripper on a pool table.
But they're like looking at the camera going, this is called Operation Rape a Crack Whore. Rape a Crack Whore. Oh, God, I hate that fucking movie.
Yeah, it's one of those
but
cases.
But it's really good because I can't stop thinking about it, but I felt like I felt
yeah, I
so ashamed to be a human being.
Yeah,
and
I don't want
to
see that.
So ashamed to be a man after I saw that movie. Ugh.
I was ashamed to be a human being. Oh, no, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't know.
Raw Deal. Ugh. Not the Arnold Schwarzenegger 80s action movie. It's a different
movie.
What
was that noise you just made?
Roy Orbison?
That was the Royal Wee that made the sound. The Royal Wee. And people
I don't
always
know
pause,
what that
too.
Means. I don't know what that means, the Royal Wee.
They do the Jacobian pause, and they're like, oh, the Royal
the
Wee.
The Jacobian Myers pause?
Mm. I did another thing that people say
I'm
all
not
the
on
time.
Top of my game tonight. I'm totally... Jacobian
Myers?
To force myself
is that
to wake
the
up.
Law...
It's a
the
law firm
lawyers?
In the 70s, yeah.
That helps you like motorcycle riding?
No. Jacobian Myers did everything. It was like a general service attorney in the 70s. It was one of the first ones that
this
was...
This is not interesting.
It was the first chain lawyer
hey, Judd,
in the 70s
thanks for listening.
That I can think of. Like, they had offices everywhere. They were like the Thomas Kincaid
of lawyers. You
know
what the problem is with the show?
Judd's going to be like, I really like the part where he talked about Jacobian Myers. Really?
Oh, Judd, if you are listening, just slip it in. Real casual. Just real casual. When you see Carano, like in a couple weeks, next time you see Carano, just be talking about something else, and you'll be like, hey, Mike, Jacobian Myers.
Everyone tweet hashtag Jacobian Myers at
no,
Judd
don't.
Avitow.
Don't.
Why?
Because I don't want our show associated with Jacobian Myers.
It's so weird. He just wakes up to like 30 mentions that just say Jacobian Myers.
With no attachment to the show. Like, how would you sleuth that out? How would
you
figure that out?
Tyler, do you even know what Jacobian Myers was?
It was a law firm.
You just explained it in detail.
Yeah, but do you remember when the television was just infiltrated with Jacobian Myers ads all day?
Isn't it still?
I can see the logo in my head.
I don't know.
Yeah, all daytime TV is just, I'm a motorcycle lawyer, and okay. I'm a DUI
oh,
lawyer.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I watch Shark Tank a lot. You watch Shark Tank. Dylan and I are really into it. Friday nights, we love our Shark Tank.
We got to tell the people about our plan for Empire.
What?
We're going to have the weekly Empire recap.
Oh, it's true. Empire's coming. Oh, is it back yet?
September 23rd, baby.
Oh, fucking Empire is coming back.
What network is it on?
Fox.
Oh, it's so horribly great.
I'm so ashamed. Good.
I've never amended that on the Film Vault. Never will.
You have to.
I'm never going to talk about it on the Film Vault. Never happened. But I love Empire. And when it comes back, Tyler and I are going to spend 5 minutes a week, at least 5 minutes, doing a little rundown all talking right. about it. All right? Stay tuned.
Cookie talk.
Get caught up. I think everyone should get caught up on the Fox Now app on your Apple TV. Watch last season. Trust me. Those songs are going to get stuck in your head. Jillian can't stop listening to them. And as awful as it is.
Drop.
Every time the Drip Drop song come on, which is multiple times, it's one of the hits that they make. So the Drip Drop song's coming on all the time, right? And Jelena just looks at me totally dry, and she goes, they're talking about cum, honey. they're singing about cum. I'm like, yeah, honey, I know. Stop saying that. Drip, drop. Up, down. That's a different one. Up, down, up, down.
I can't wait to see what the older brother's up to.
I have no idea what this show is about.
Jail is going to be great. Jail is going to be... All right, so where were we? Where were we?
I don't know.
Masters of Science.
Oh, Jacobian Myers.
Before that. Oh, so I watched the Shark Tank quite often, right? And I realized that I see these ads, and I only see them once a week, and it's only when I'm watching Shark Tank. And
Shark Tank.
There are ads paid for by some hate group. Might be the Mormons. Not sure. But it's essentially... a movement to try and repeal the gay marriage. They're still after it.
It's the Mormons.
They're still after it. And it's like, if you feel like this is an injustice and you're interested, every time I watch a Shark Tank, it's on there. And I'm thinking, oh, no, Shark Tank is for, like, white elitist fucks.
Maybe it's your, like, local ad time or something.
I feel guilty for watching the programming that. Because you can always tell, like you watch any program. When you watch daytime, like Mari Povich, you watch those ads. That's
oh,
just
you know
sad.
Exactly.
ITT Tech, DeVry, University of Phoenix. Yeah.
Who do you want to sue?
Yeah, the worst. Mesothelioma. Yeah,
you obviously need a job. You're obviously sick. Your teeth are fucked up. You need a new mattress.
Do you remember when those like commercials for like, you know, like, yeah, were you ever exposed to asbestos and mesothelioma?
Yeah.
Remember the commercial was just scrolling words up the screen, like like pages and pages of words with the person reading it to you? Mm-hmm. Fucking weird.
They had no idea for visual. And then someone's like, I got it.
You know what you never
We'll just put the teleprompter on the TV.
The worst, the one that I think is most insulting is if you listen to sports radio and it's all hair restoration and your
boners.
Dick doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like bald. Everyone is.
You're bald and you got a soft dick.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Tyler? You're going to say something you ever seen though?
I've just also, you never see any more of the like, no COD. Like, the like, if you'd like to buy one, send a check
yep.
to
yep.
PO Box to like get your Tupperware or whatever.
And COD is an option.
It'd be that blue screen
yep.
with the product you're buying up in the upper left-hand corner with a yellow outline around it and then yellow text.
How about back in the day, and that not too long ago, all the way through the 80s, possibly into the 90s, but starting with the beginning of television, if you wanted a...
That was quite the journey.
Do you remember at the end of shows when they'd say if you'd like a transcript of this program?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can send away for a transcript.
You could send a letter, and they would send you basically the script.
What?
Yeah.
Almost any show.
That must have been some like original like compliance thing where it's like if you're airing on the public waves,
but
people
almost,
need to be
able to see. Almost any show, you could say I'd like to, 60 Minutes, I'd like to know what
for
they
free?
Were talking about, and they'd send, yeah, I think so.
And
yeah.
then they say 60 Minutes was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yep.
That's what you get on the paper.
Of cameramen. Mm-hmm. They left that part out.
God damn it.
You look at the audience, it's like 80 people with cameras.
I love the idea that little old ladies or little whiners or complainers or whatever you want to call them used to write letters in complaint.
Used to.
To radio station. But I love the idea that somebody sits down and actually writes it and then puts it in an envelope and mails it, and then somebody else opens it and they have to address that complaint. I love that. Because right now, there is no customer service and nobody's reading any fucking letters.
There is customer service. That's not true.
I'm
if
saying
if you wait on hold long enough, you'll get somebody.
In the radio business and in the television business, if you complain and say something was offensive, they have to take action because they're pussies. But in reality, if our phone is fucked up, well, Apple's decent, but most things, you try to get them fixed. There's nobody there to really take your call. There's most internet companies, there's no one. Call Google and ask them, say, I have a few questions.
How do you call Google? Is there
That's
a
what
number?
I mean. There's nothing. Try getting in touch with eBay. Try. Mm-hmm.
Well, can you imagine poor eBay? Can you imagine?
Poor eBay.
The people that they deal with
the
who
people
don't
that
know.
They would deal with.
The what are
I mean,
tweets.
They, actually, they have so much that overflow of people that need help with the eBay. Yeah. They actually set up stores where you're just like, I don't know how to use eBay, but I want to sell this. They have actual stores. I think
they're
gone.
They don't.
Are they
yeah.
gone now? I haven't
it's
seen one of those
people.
For a while.
No, I sold it.
On yeah. eBay.
Yeah. They didn't last.
Damn it, guys, I'm having one of those moments.
I want to sell this Barbie. Well, it's worth like $6. So what's your cut? 40 cents?
All
okay,
right,
thanks. Sell it. Give me the
problem,
money.
A problem, Michael. I meant to bring this up.
Let's do it.
I, every now and again, will think of something like that's in my phone that I have a picture of. A lot of times it's like Stanley wearing this saddle. Like that.
Yeah.
We got those little dog saddles. Little dog saddles.
Goddamn, they were cute.
Calico, Ghost Town, right? So something like that. I'm like, oh, I got a picture of Stanley, and I got to scroll through the phone, and it's like not very well organized. And
and you stumble upon other memories.
Mm-hmm. One happened the other day, and I was showing people at camp, right? Trying to show them the wholesome picture of Stanley with his little saddle
What'd
on.
What'd they get to see?
They saw, and it's just flashed by it, but a couple people were like, no, what was that? How do you explain when you have like a 4-foot doll of a girl wearing bloody underwear picture. How do you explain that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
And I say my friend sent that. He thought it was funny, and there was just silence. And I didn't know how to like defend the funniness. What I'm talking about. It's been years.
Did you think it was funny?
I kind of did because it was so wrong. But
Judd, what do you think?
Mike,
I think.
Remember, you were going to send that to your friend, or
I gave it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bachelor party. I bought two, literally 4 feet tall dolls that were made for little girls, and they had weights in the legs, and they would walk next to you if you held their hand, and you kind of rocked them, and the leg that was off the ground would swing forward and land, and then you would just keep moving it, and the doll would walk next to you, and it was about the size of a little girl. And the joke was, I put a piece of duct tape over her mouth and some blood on her underwear, and I put her back in the package, and I was going to FedEx it to a friend, And then that friend was getting married. He had a bachelor party, so I just brought it with me to Vegas.
And did you crack it out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I brought it and I presented it to him, and some stripper opened it, and it remained on the floor of the hotel. And then they informed me the next day when they checked out, they left it sitting on the couch with her bloody panties on and the duct tape over her mouth.
Oh, my God.
No, and here's the joke, is I thought it would be funny for him to open this package and see what appeared to be a little girl. I don't need to explain
it. If little girls were like a race of people, like you could be charged with a hate crime and go to jail for that. Like
yeah,
if they learned about it, you know what I mean?
The joke was that it's so creepy and so no, I don't need to explain it. I'm not going to explain it. It was fucking
I don't
hilarious.
Have to explain myself to you.
So I guess that us not talking about rape anymore is out the window.
I guess you should probably delete that picture from your phone.
I didn't do that either. I would have felt guilty like if I did that. If I erased it, they would have been like, oh. It was very odd. I did not like.
Yeah, I have that picture in my phone too, and now I want to find out where
the like live whatever, like that box that you have in your house that like sucks the pictures off of your phone, so and then it just scrolls. Oh no, that picture's on there probably.
Mike has just shown me the photo. Quite upsetting.
So embarrassing. It's right next to my signed picture
I like
of the nudge. Wait a minute, how'd you find it so fast?
I like that I know that you've gotten a new phone and we're like, gotta make sure that transfers over to the new phone.
This isn't new. The new one's coming.
No, but you've got a new phone since that photo was taken.
But it was that guy's birthday party.
No more pictures.
This was his main
present. What the fuck?
Ted Nugent's? Oh, yeah.
It's a painting of Burt Reynolds with his wang out. My God. All right, is that the show?
Too bad.
No, you have more things on your list.
No, like the hands at your elbows went nowhere. You guys had nothing with that.
Chopped it off the knees.
That was one of those questions that sometimes someone presents you with an option for something that's so ludicrous, and you don't want to have to. It's not necessarily the Sophie's Choice thing, but it's like a.
Oh wait, let me check.
Would you rather have me rip out all your teeth or poke out your eye?
I was thinking something like more will come out of it because I didn't really think that much about it. But like how things would just everything would have to be altered a little bit. You know what I mean?
Let's say, let me ask this question because I don't know the answer to this. Are we conditioned to find what we find attractive, or is it built into us? Like, do we look at models in magazines and go, they're attractive because we're told they're attractive, and over time we just start to believe it? Or do we, if we were on an island and there were, like, several different types of people there, would we be attracted to one that's different than what society says is attractive? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I guess what do you think? A cross between what you grew up liking, like whatever Playboy is around when you're around 12 or 13, if you're a dude.
But why did you like that in the beginning?
Well, because they told me to. So there's that, right? But like the fact that like big asses are a thing now.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, like if a girl had a big ass, she was made fun of and everyone called her fat. And now like you have to have a big ass, right? And so a lot of it's just people following. Like, oh, that's what we're into now? But also, it's like your condition because that's going to be the first thing you're going to see is whatever is hot at the time. Like 100 years ago, like a big, heavy set woman was the thing.
Yeah. Now, I think I know the answer to this, at least as far as I'm concerned. But do you think men are not affected by that to the extent which women are? Because I think I look at.
Oh, you think women are told what to like and end up liking?
I think most women don't look like supermodels, and I think most women
are
intimidated and feel bad about themselves because of. What you see in magazines, and I don't think men. I don't look at whoever the hot
celebrity
men are, and I don't go like, oh, I'm a piece of shit compared to them. I just go like,
a little bit younger than Tyler. Like the guys are actually just as bad, if not worse, than the women these days.
Really?
Yeah,
I have
because
never
of like
seen
the Channing Tatums and the Taylor Lautners, and apparently like there's a lot more like steroid use and like male bulimia and. Aggressive working
but
out.
I've
regimens.
Never. I know almost.
I just read an article, bro.
Almost every girl I know has some jealousy in her towards other women.
Mm. Well, they're catty by nature.
I don't think. I don't think I've ever felt.
Just kidding,
like,
ladies.
I've never felt a jealousy towards another guy because he was super good looking.
Oh, I've felt that.
I felt jealousy because of something they had, or that I couldn't compete with them. But I've never looked at some guy and went. this isn't fair that.
Oh, no. Well, you're not
that's what society thinks is good looking. They don't think an out of shape guy like me is good looking. You know what I mean? I've never felt that, and I've heard many girls.
I used to be
that.
Disappointed with girls and their choices, like when I was in high school, and they would pick the fucking boring jock guy over me. I'd be like, that's kind of you disappoint me.
Yeah, why I still am.
I'm so much more interesting than fucking Jocko over there. You know what I mean?
You know what? That was 30 years ago, 20 something years ago for me.
10 years ago for me.
And I still, when I see a young, attractive girl with the jock, I still fucking hate his guts. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. Like, no one's going to care about you in like 20 years. Unless you're like a professional athlete, then everyone's going to love you like you're a god. But other than that.
I'm still hung up on commercials, and I was going to go somewhere, but then I went back to Tyler, and it's just gone in the ethers now. It's
commercials.
Lost. We're talking about the different commercials and what they show during certain shows, and I had a good one. There's something good. It was going to be good.
You were talking about the hate commercials during Shark Tank.
Yeah, but then we moved on past that. You were talking about the mesothemiola.
Are there commercials for the
Mesopotamia?
Is the lottery allowed to advertise on television? Because if they were, and if they do,
are they?
Yes.
There has to be lottery ads.
It's all those commercials. All the leaves are.
Oh yeah, of course, of course. They're actually pretty good ads.
Okay, but are you as disgusted as I am when you walk into 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee, minding your own business, or maybe some small chocolate donuts, and you have to wait in line behind all these fucking losers getting their lottery tickets?
Dude, the sandwich place in Tyler's in Tyler's neighborhood. Yeah. I just want to get a sandwich, and there's like 9 Vietnamese dudes in front of me, ladies and dudes, trying to buy lottery tickets. And like, see if there's a winner. You're not a winner. Yeah. Don't even bother checking.
Mm-hmm. You're a loser, as a matter of fact.
Speaking of winning money, Sergeant McAllister.
Oh, dude, yeah, what the fuck? Holy we got to get something going.
Yeah, so he emailed us 11 days ago.
What if this goes on for years, and one day we all have these really cool houses, and we're like, can't believe that parlayed into this.
Ty, that $300 is still burning a hole in my pocket. Let's get some sweet action going for the AD. Tell Mike that I broke up with my ex-stripper girlfriend today, true story, and I'm pretty sure I was spending $300 every few days to support her alcohol dependence anyways. Also, there's an entire cautionary tale behind me dating an ex-stripper in Vegas that I can condense down into a tight AD advice if you like. Yes, I would.
Yeah.
The wager is more important, though. I listened to episode 300 while I was hiding from the ultra-clingy ex-stripper. It was hilarious and cheered me up. So we got to figure out some action for
that. Well, why don't we just go out and party with this guy one weekend? That's what we should do.
Let's go. Hey, here's the thing that I'm doubting your ability to become a professional gambler right now because you need to stay focused. I don't know what you're doing with a stripper girlfriend as soon as you get to Vegas.
He's been doing well.
Is he focusing on his job of gambling when he's got a stripper girlfriend?
She's an ex-stripper.
Like, you're basically missing training camp to have sex with a stripper.
Well, you think like professional athletes aren't with like current strippers and ex-stripper? I mean, you're allowed to have a little fun. You got to have a little
professional
fun.
Professional athletes have a lot of testosterone they got to get rid of.
All right. Oh, I remember, and it wasn't even that good.
He also mentioned that he was blown away by the destination disaster. Thank you, man.
Blown away, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How
blown
do you
away
blown?
That I blew $3 on that piece of shit video.
The next one's gonna be much as far as like the what we do with it. It's
don't make
be
any
better.
Promises.
But it's gonna be better.
Nah, don't
we
make
learn.
Any
we learn though. We learn from mistakes.
Don't make any promises.
Hey man, if we do like 10, 15 of these, can you imagine how good they're gonna get?
The first one.
I mean, I don't know if we're gonna do it at the bottom of a crater every time, but
every time.
All right.
Emotionally, it'll be at the bottom of a crater.
Do you remember in we're talking about you watch those shows during the day and sports shows and it's all about like hard dicks, making sure your dick is hard or elongated or longer than it is, bigger than it is, or your hair on top of your head more. And in Idiocracy, like they're talking about how,
which is on Netflix right now, by the way,
so great. It is really one of my favorite movies ever made. I love that movie.
Okay.
And they were talking about science in the beginning. They were talking about how science kind of gave up on trying to, like, you know, make us better in any way. And they just used it to make, you know, get rid of male pattern baldness and to make your dick bigger. Yeah. They actually, there's so many truths in that movie. That's why I love it. And actually, I did read an article, and it came up a while ago, but they were saying that if they took all of the money and time and energy spent on those two fields, which is exceptional, there's a good chance that many more cancers would have been solved by now.
Holy shit.
Just think about that for a second.
Yeah,
how shitty.
But if you're
Anderson,
soft.
Think of how much money
we are.
Anderson,
how
think
shitty
of how much
are.
Money we spend on one war. That could probably solve everything.
Yeah, but that would cause a lot of problems, too, because it wouldn't thin the herd.
Good point.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to Dead Kennedys? They have a...
In the herd.
They have this whole, like, I didn't get it when I was a kid because I didn't understand history.
Pull the strings!
I was, like, 10 years old listening to Dead Kennedys. I'm like, yeah, man. But I had no idea what he was talking about. But it was, like, Prime Minister's office, Prime Minister speaking. It's supposed to be, I think Reagan is talking to the Prime Minister in England. And they're talking about how they got to start up a new war because they got to thin the herd. And I'm like, yeah, man, fuck those guys. And I'm like, I don't even know what war they're talking about. Yeah. I didn't know.
But thin it out. Thin it out. Wait, it's my herd? Oh, shit. Fuck.
All right, is that it?
No, there's this.
Where were we going? I feel like we were going somewhere.
We all squander, and it's all chaos, and it's a big fucking mess, and we don't really mean to do anything. We all say we want to do well. It's a big bunch of bullshit, because look at the money we waste when we could be using it to help other people, just personally.
Mm-hmm. I don't waste
you
any money.
You buy us tacos a lot of the time.
Those tacos could have fed, like, 4 homeless people for the night.
Could have fed an entire nation in Africa for a year.
God, I ate the same amount entire nation in Africa eats for a year.
So, I mean, that's what they say. Like, 9 cents a day.
How's that possible?
Grain. Grain is cheap.
Hey, Timbuku, did you get your piece of white Wonder Bread I sent you?
Timbuku.
I don't know why my guy that I'm supporting has a cell phone. Mm-hmm. This is angering. Life is angering. Now I'm thinking about all the money we waste. How many diseases we could have solved, cured, thinned the herd with controlled disease, maybe, possibly, hopefully.
You got something tight?
Someone had asked a good Masters of Science, and I can't fucking find it.
I'm still fascinated by this guy who wants to make his own hammer.
What?
Oh, people are upset about no mention of the Destination Disaster on your top 5 summer films. What the fuck?
That's funny.
Hey, you know who my least favorite people are in the world? My new least favorite people?
Film Vault listeners?
Let me guess.
I love my Film Vault listeners.
I don't know all the Asian countries, but I'm going to go with... No. Who?
Wow.
What?
I should start collecting all the emails that I get about Brian, because I get like 3 or 4 a week. Some of them are very funny.
Yeah.
And just spewing the hatred for the bald one. I'm sure that he gets stuff too.
It's
got to
be false hatred,
funny,
because
I know,
if
but
you really hate somebody, you're not going to listen every single week.
Oh, dude, it keeps happening. I'm that tired, I guess. Like, I just had something else I was going to talk about, and then it's gone, and now I can't get on with my life.
Oh, someone suggested that now that we have a voicemail, there needs to be an after-disaster roast episode, which I don't think my tender ego can handle.
Yeah, I don't know if we need that. I still don't quite grasp the idea of a roast or why it's good.
Because it's a free-for-all.
It's like busting balls.
I know, but yeah, I don't think that's good. I think that's bullying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bullying.
I think it's kind of bullying.
It's funny. Here are the people that I hate the most. The people that get on escalators and do not move a muscle one way or the other. They stand right in the middle.
Okay. I don't hate them the
most.
I hate them a lot.
They're
not even in my top 100, but no. I don't
top
like
100?
Them. I don't like them.
They're horrible people.
I don't like them.
Just pick a side. What are you doing right in the middle?
Yeah.
Just because you're moving doesn't mean...
And I gotta say, on the flip side of that, I'm looking at this with the cup half full. I don't want to say it's one of the greatest joys, but it's definitely a plus. Fun. Fun with a capital F is when you walk or jog on an escalator, because you are hauling ass.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Yeah. Like, when you're walking upstairs and the escalator is moving, it's like you're...
Yeah, I like it a lot. You're right. That you know what? That is a sensation that, like, I always enjoy it at the time, but I don't really think about it too much.
Yeah.
Once it's over, like, it's gone. But that actually, like, you feel like you're moving.
Yep. Yep.
But you're not in a car, and it's pretty great. I want to go do that right now.
It's like you
I wish
have
we were doing that
twice
right now.
The strength and power and stamina.
And
that
it's
you
effortless.
Do.
Effortless. Yeah.
Well, it's not effortless. You're technically walking up.
Not
much. Stamina.
Not that much fun going down though.
I don't think stamina was mentioned.
Someone said stamina.
Stamina. Because I'm
good,
sorry, I don't,
it's
I'm
good
not
name
bringing
for your
much.
Child. Stamina.
I don't feel good about my performance on this here program.
I definitely feel that. That I had nothing to offer.
I think you brought it this week.
I think you had some stuff.
I don't believe so.
Tyler sucked.
I don't feel it in my
head. Hey, I invented a new form
it was fine.
Of Stand-a-ma. Entertainment.
You came up with the name for your kid.
What's the new form of entertainment? Oh, you know what the biggest problem is with the show? Funniest parts for the callers or the listeners.
Yeah.
I don't like when the listeners.
Delete the voice.
We need to go back and cut.
Let's just put an old episode up.
Casey Kasem never happened.
Again.
Casey Kasem.
plummeting down the charts into a fiery hellstorm.
You know what's interesting right now is I'm trying to enjoy
life.
Okay.
Anything?
No one wants to hear about the weather, but it's hot and muggy out.
It's the fucking worst.
It's miserable.
Okay, listen.
No, hear me out.
I got to work in my house, and I don't dare turn on the air conditioning during the day when Edison's rape. Oh, sorry.
I know.
Sorry, I'm trying not to use the R word.
Well, you know what? You can get out of it by saying they literally come over and rape me. And then, like, get choked
up. This is we're taking a break from the no rape clause with this episode. Apparently.
Taking a break here, folks.
You can title the episode.
Wait, let me just get out of my chair.
You can title the episode, Rape is Back!
Here's what I was going to say is, no one wants to hear about the weather. No one wants to hear us complain. It's 100 degrees and it's 90% humidity.
No, 107.
But I know. I'm just saying, like, right now, it's 2 in the morning. It's probably 90 or 85
outside. Holy shit, it was exactly a year ago that we shot Cult of a Corona.
1 year ago, I bought my car.
And it was the same heat.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
So, here's what's happening.
It's like my wedding.
This weather is not comfortable.
No, it's not.
And it's not comfortable ever. No. It's almost
breaking
miserable.
News.
Right now, I'm freezing my ass off, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to, like, balance in my head, like, this is
save
better than what's outside.
Oh, it's way better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I'm shaking because it's going right under my feet and under my arms. So I'm like, I'm going to soak it up while I can. Mm-hmm.
Get those cold bones.
That's right. Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks for not listening. Thanks for making us a part of your week. It'll get better soon here.
Thanks, Judd.
Thank you, Judd,
hashtag
for listening.
Hashtag Jacoby Myers to Judd.
Oh, one last thing. Quick question. Talking about JLC now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He keeps saying that he wants me to be his dad and whatnot, right? And Jillian didn't realize who JLC was, I guess, or she didn't recognize the name.
So she signed the adoption papers, and now he's moving in.
So she's like, "There's some very creepy guy keeps asking to be your dad." I'm like, "Well, what do you mean? That's JLC. Why is he creepy?" And she goes, "Look at his homepage. Yeah, you see like what his photo is on? I think it's Facebook. Like his
what is it?
What do you call it? What do you call that? The image,
his icon, his avatar, his profile picture.
It's like one of those real life pictures of a lynching." And you know, like those douchey white fucks are staring at the camera and they're like at the lynching and there's like dead fucking people in the trees hanging.
Yeah.
Like those horrible pictures. That's his picture. That's like, hey, this is me. JLC, I cannot be your dad.
Yeah. And I think that's.
Why? What did he do?
He's just fucked up his relationship with the show. You can't do that.
JLC, you can't do that.
I found the original video, by the way.
Did you really? Where is it?
I could play it right now.
Next week, all right?
Yeah.
That's gold.
I've got it forever.
But now we know he's a racist, that doesn't sound like gold.
Does that mean he's a racist?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
I think so.
He changed his Twitter name to Nasty Lord for a while and was tweeting about, like, Illuminati. It's just
so we're going to chalk it all up to mental illness?
He's just fucking burned out on dabs.
Yeah, but what still, what does that make you want to put up a
heinous
picture?
He wants to be shocking. That's it.
I get that. Yeah, I used to, like,
Yeah, Mr. Pinky Toes.
My school folder, you know, you got school folders.
Yeah. Peachy.
You have your class folder. I got the ones where they had, like, the outside, you could put whatever you wanted in there.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, I'll put, like, pictures of, like, bands in there and stuff. And then I'm like, no, you know what I could do? A collage of all the most heinous pictures that I can find in magazines of real-life injuries and stuff. I actually had a fucking dude that was, like, trying to go over, like, one of those wrought iron fences.
Yep.
And he slipped and, like, went up through, like, the bottom of his mouth.
Yeah.
And then out his mouth, so he's, like, stuck on it. That was a picture.
You might be his dad.
Nah, you want to know something? Still not as bad as a lynching picture.
Yeah, it's not nearly as bad as a lynching picture. And then some asshole threw a mouse off the third story in high school, and my buddy Mike Temke took a picture of it, blew it up 8x10, and gave it to me for some reason. It was a poor little mouse, like, just kind of crumpled.
Were there teachers at your school?
And I put that was in the cover of my book for a while.
Was that a three-story school?
Yeah, Westlake High School was three stories.
Not bad.
It still is, I guess.
Anyone ever jump?
And, like, girls would be like, Andy, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's a dead mouse. Someone threw it off the roof. It's real sad, but, you know, Mike Temke took a picture of it.
Was your love for animals not as great as it is now?
It was really, I still had it, but not to the, now that you mention it, yeah, what the fuck? I would never actually exploit a little dead mouse now. I guess I have gotten softer.
Yes. Oh, you got an accent, too.
I guess I have gone.
Guess what the album cover's going to be for this episode? Fucking mouse split open.
It wasn't split open. You couldn't even tell that it flew off a roof.
So maybe it was just a photo of a fucking mouse.
I remember I was furious that the guy that did it, I hated that fucker. He was a jock, yeah, and he was a senior, and I was a freshman. I hated him. But I think I would have punched him today.
Yeah.
All right.
I got my friend to eat part of a rat heart that we dissected in biology in high school.
Like, wasn't it like...
For like $20.
Eat part of it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it in a formaldehyde in it?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And...
That rap was great, by the way. I feel like guilty for not playing the rap twice, because that was a great rap.
It was a good rap.
All right, we need to play that again next week and the original JLC. All right, we have two things next week. Sweet.
Stay tuned for things you've already heard before.
That was the worst show we've ever done.
Jacoby and Myers.